ज्ञानंदना शलोक चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकथं मह्यं ददति स्वापदन्तिकम् पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो As you probably figured out, I am that mysterious, unknown person who was supposed to give Bhagavatam class this morning. And I don't even know where do we read. We are on chapter 25, but did we read any verse at all from this chapter? Text number 2. Okay, so we'll start with text 2 of chapter 25. Canto 5, chapter entitled The Glories of Lord Ananta. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I'll try to read Sanskrit prose. And this text, number 2, doesn't have a purport, so we'll read next one with the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Yasyadam kshiti mandalam bhagavato nanta murte sahasra shirasa hekasmin eva shirshani driyamanam sudhartha eva lakshyate. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, this great universe situated on one of Lord Anantadev's thousands of hoods appears like a white mustard seed. It is infinitesimal compared to the hood of Lord Ananta. Text number 3, translation. At the time of devastation, when Lord Anantadev desires to destroy the entire creation, he becomes slightly angry. Then from between his two eyebrows appears three-eyed Rudra carrying a trident. This Rudra, who is known as Sankarshan, is the embodiment of the 11 Rudras or incarnations of Lord Shiva. He appears in order to devastate the entire creation. And purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In each creation, the living entities are given a chance to close their business as conditioned souls. When they misuse this opportunity and do not go back home, back to Godhead, Lord Sankarshan becomes angry. The 11 Rudras, expansions of Lord Shiva, come out of Lord Sankarshan's eyebrows due to his angry mood, and all of them together devastate the entire creation. So this is very nice chapter glorifying Lord Ananta Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's interesting that it correlates with Lord Balaram's appearance day. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate this wonderful occasion, and at the same time we're discussing the glories of Lord Ananta Dev, who is non different from Lord Balaram. It's one of his expansions. And here it is described that one of the functions of Lord Ananta Dev, the multi-hooded, we can say, cobra. And of course, these descriptions as such in Srimad Bhagavatam, they might appear to be fictitious for many people, you know, something which is very hard to believe. But, you know, the conclusions of the modern scientists are even harder to believe, that everything came out from the Big Bang. And so, you know, it's just a matter of choice. What are we choosing to believe in? Whether we want to believe in Shastra, which is time-proven, or modern scientific theories, which are changing every other day. And, of course, it is described that the proof is in Shastra itself, Shastra Praman. There are many things which we cannot verify, we cannot see. For example, Lord Ananta Dev. We cannot, you know, what to speak of Lord Ananta Dev? We can't even see this tiny little planet with our eyes. You know, somebody will have to tell us what is the shape of this planet, because how can we see that? We're too small for that. What to speak of this universe? How can we see this universe in total? And this universe is like, it's compared to the one mustard seed, and mustard seeds are very tiny on the huge hoods of Lord Ananta Dev. So that's why certain things we have to take on faith, but there are many other things which are verifiable. And why it is stated Shastra Praman? Because if we follow the injunctions of the scripture, we will get in time all the proofs, that our own experience will be the proof of the authenticity, that Shastras give us authentic information. And of course, we're not the first ones. There are like generations upon generations of the people who followed the same path, and they all got the results which are promised in scripture. And so it is described in here that Lord Ananta Dev, he is maintaining the entire universe, of course, many universes. And at a certain time, he becomes, as it is described, slightly angry. And then 11 Rudras, expansions of Lord Shiva, coming out from him, and they destroy the entire universe. They burn it to ashes with their anger, with their wrath. And we may wonder, you know, like, if this is the Supreme Lord, he's supposed to be composed, why he becomes angry? And he's not angry for his own sake. He's just angry at the foolishness of the conditioned souls who, despite of all the arrangements, still do not want to take the chance to go back home, back to Godhead. And you know, there are so many reasons for the Lord to be dissatisfied, because, you know, one of his functions is that he is fulfilling everybody's desires, right? Eko bahunam sarva vidadati kaman. And but the desires living entities have are, you know, simply unbelievable. Like in this story, where one man was praying to God to fulfill his desire, and then Lord appeared in front of him and he said, okay, I will fulfill any desire of yours, but on one condition, that your next door neighbor will have twice as much as you. So guess what this man desired? My dear Lord, please make me half blind. make sure that my neighbor is fully blind. So, you know, envy is the foundational principle upon which this whole material world is based. And, you know, even though the Supreme Lord is trying so hard to make sure that, you know, living and all the living entities' desires are fulfilled. Jai Shri Rukmini Dvarakanath Ki Jai. But still, everybody suffers, and they do not suffer because of the Lord, but they just suffer because of this struggle for existence. Living entities struggle with each other, trying to compete for the position of the Supreme Lord in this material world. And so it is rather natural that Lord becomes at some point completely fed up with this, and he just destroys the whole thing. And of course, living entities getting the benefit from that. And for us, it is also very important point which Srila Prabhupada makes, that this whole material creation is designed by the Lord in such a way that it gives us another chance to reestablish our relationships with the Lord and go home back to Godhead, reestablish our relationships with Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Rukmini Dvarkadi Shishi Gaur Nitai. And as we mentioned, when we practice Krishna consciousness, we can also have certain experiences which help us to understand deeper this knowledge which is given in the scriptures and which is given by Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas. And not that long back, we were celebrating Jagannath Ratha Yatra, and I had very interesting experience when I was taking part in Jagannath Ratha Yatra, original Jagannath Ratha Yatra in Puri. And this was my first and last time, but it was extremely interesting. So, and it is also connected with Lord Baladev. So if you like to hear, I could tell you the story. So I was in Jagannath Puri for, you know, many, many times. I mean, one thing which surprises me, that besides Indian and Russian devotees, hardly anyone else ever goes to Puri, even though this is, you know, holy dham, which is for us has, you know, practically as much significance as Vrindavan or Mayapur, especially because Lord Chaitanya spent, you know, so many years in Jagannath Puri. But anyway, I found that for some reason it's much less popular than Vrindavan and Mayapur. But myself and other Russian devotees, we were going there practically every year. And 1 year, we, you know, naturally we go there, you know, as part of Mayapur festival, either before or after. And 1 year, we were on our way out, and you know, the group was ready to leave Jagannath Puri. We came out of the hotel we were staying in, and one man, who is a local, you know, you can say taxi services in charge, he was asking, "Do you need a taxi? Shall I arrange taxi for your group?" And I said, "Thank you. Somebody else did that, so maybe you can do it for us next time we come back." And he was asking, "So when do you come back?" And I said, "Well, probably it's going to be next spring." after Gaur Purnima or something like that, around the same time. And he said, what about Ratha Yatra? Are you coming back for Ratha Yatra? And I never even thought of going to Ratha Yatra for some reason before that. And I said, not really, no, because, you know, it's kind of odd time for us to be in Puri. And he said, but I saw you many times in here. How many times you already visited Puri? I said, well, something like about 10 times. And he stared at me in disbelief. He said, you've been to Puri nearly 10 times and you never been to Ratha Yatra? And I, you know, I felt ashamed. I said, yeah, somehow it happened like that. And then he told me in a very stern, you know, manner, he said, you must come for Ratha Yatra this year and remember, and I still remember that, that Ratha Yatra this year is on July 1st, so I want to see you here on July 1st. And you know, for me it was like Jagannath himself was talking through him. And I thought, okay, I have to really take this seriously now. And somehow it correlated with the devotees asking me to conduct Bhakti Shastri course in London. And I told them, frankly, that, you know, I want to do everything properly. And in order to conduct the course, I have to take the course first, because I haven't taken Bhakti Shastri before that. And I also have to take teacher training course in order to be qualified to do that. And so Bhakti Shastri course in Vrindavan was starting around mid-July, and I was thinking I should go back to India for this course a little earlier so that I could attend Jagannath Ratha Yatra also. So I made the arrangements, and when I arrived to Jagannath Puri at the time, there were already a number of other devotees who came for Ratha Yatra, ISKCON devotees. And they already had the experience. And so they were telling me, do not go into the crowd, because there are unlimited people and it's very easy to get squashed or trampled upon. Anything may happen. So it's not safe to be in the crowd. Better to stay on the side. And for Ratha Yatra, those of you who've been to Jagannath Puri, you know that the main gates are called Simadvara, and there is a big square in front of those main gates surrounded by shops. So what they do for Ratha Yatra, they, you know, take everything out of the shops and convert them into kind of lounges or balconies for watching the Ratha Yatra, and they sell tickets for, you know, to be there. So, and devotees told me this is the safest place to do, you know, just get yourself a place in one of those shops and you can be very close to the deities and see everything but be out of the crowd at the same time. So this is what we did, and of course, just for curiosity's sake, how many of you been to Jagannath Puri Ratha Yatra? Okay, few of you, that's good. And of course, it's such a spectacular event, especially when deities coming out, literally walking out of the temple gates, you know, and there are so many pandas, they just banging their gongs and everything, making tumultuous noise when deities coming out. And first one to come out is Lord Baladev. And, you know, you can see, because he is like elderly brother, he's like a chief security guard for Jagannath. So he comes out to check it out, make sure that everything is good. And of course, first one to come out is Sudarshan Chakra. It's also funny that they run out of the gates with Sudarshan, you know, with this stick which is next to the Lord. And they just run around all the three chariots three times. And then they put Sudarshan on the chariot. And then next one to come out is Baladev. And so because of the arrangements of the chariots, which is the same way as, you know, deities are standing on the altar, Lord Baladev's chariot was next to our shop. And so we could see Lord Baladev, how he's going up his chariot up on the ramp very closely. And I could see that, of course, there are so many people who were helping the Lord to walk all the way from the gate to the chariot. But there was one boy who was who looked very special. I figured out that he's also local Indian, but he didn't really look Indian. He was very fair and very beautiful. And the most impressive thing was that he was like very stout and strong, you know, basically speaking. This was the first time when I saw this, you know, how it looks like, this lion's chest, somebody having this lion's chest, that basically the width and the, you know, like the chest is like a trunk of a tree, basically speaking. It's like, this boy was pretty young, but he looked massive. And it was not, you know, he was not like doing bodybuilding or something like that. He was born like that. And I immediately figured out that he's one of those Daityapatis, who are the chiefs of that tribe which performs the most confidential services to Lord Jagannath, as Srila Prabhupada describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he was, you know, obviously young, but, you know, very tall and very beautiful and very strong. And so he tied himself to Lord Baladev's body, and he was supporting Lord Baladev with his own back. He was tied to the deity back to back, like that. And especially when the deity was going up the ramp, he had to support Lord Baladev. You can, yeah, it's like hard to imagine. The deity must be weighing like at least a ton. Yeah, very heavy deity, and so he was like holding the deity with his back. And of course, they don't use anything modern, so he was tied with these traditional ropes made of coconut fiber. And you know that sometimes the pieces of coconut shell getting stuck into the in the rope, and apparently, you know, this was the rope with pieces of coconut shell stuck in it. And when the deity finally was, you know, mounted on the chariot, and he untied himself, and he took some tulsi from Baladev's garland to go and distribute around, when he was going around, I saw that, you know, he has like very deep wound in his back from this, you know, part of coconut shell. And he was not even bothered about it. He was just, you know, chasing the flies away from the wound, and he kept distributing you know, tulsi. And obviously he was not, at least, you know, he was completely detached from whether anyone would give him donation or anything. He was, you know, just distributing Lord's mercy. And he came to our place where we were sitting, and he was giving tulsi to ourselves. And there was one lady who was from England, but apparently he was not at all aware who is that boy. Probably never read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so she was asking, "Who are you? Are you some kind of special priest in the temple?" And the boy was saying, "No, I have nothing to do with the temple." And she was surprised. "Oh, you have nothing to, you're not the priest in the temple, so how come that you perform such an intimate service to the Lord?" And he didn't want to go into very lengthy explanations. By the way, his English was perfect also. He said, "We're just Lord's relatives." And she was shocked. What do you mean? How somebody can be Lord's relative, you know? And he didn't want to go into explanations of this either. He just showed her both palms of his hands, and he said, "Look, you see chakra? You see club, you see lotus, and you can see what else? Conch, yeah. And these were, and I was standing next to her, and these were natural lines on the palm. I couldn't believe it. Later I learned that if a person has at least one of those signs on the either on the palms or on the feet or something, that this person would be so fortunate. But this boy had all four. And you know, we were just dumbfounded. And he didn't even care about, you know, the impression he created. With that, he just carried on. He just left, kept distributing tulsis and all this. And anyway, number of other things were happening. There was another little pastime connected to Lord Baldev during the same Ratha Yatra. Of course, shall I carry on or shall I stop? Yeah, okay, for another few minutes. So, as you probably know, Ratha Yatra doesn't go all the way to Gundicha in one go, in one day, because these are very heavy chariots and it takes a lot to pull them. I mean, Jagannath's chariot has 16 wheels, Baladev's 14, Subhadra's 12. And they're as big, you know, like as big as some temples, you know, very high and very impressive chariots. And so they just go halfway to the place which is called Balagandhi, next to Jagannath Gardens. And so they stop there and they stay there overnight. And so many people go throughout the whole night to get darshan, to come up to the chariot and see the deities. And I was advised not to go in the evening or at night because there would be so many people, but by the morning, you know, kind of around Mangalaratik time, the crowds die out, so you can go and peacefully get the darshan. And so I went around 4 o'clock, and I didn't want to take much Lakshmi with me because, you know, there were so many thieves as well. So I just got exactly 170 rupees, and you will know why did I remember this figure so well as well in the course of the story. And so when I came to Jagannath's chariot, I also had 2 mangoes to offer to Jagannath. And I was just walking around the chariot. There was still a lot of people. And I was thinking, you know, it would be nice to climb up the chariot to see Jagannath very closely. And so with this intention in mind, I was, you know, like walking around the chariot. And one boy, one small, you know, probably son of some pujari, he saw me from the top of the chariot and he pointed at me and he said, "Hey, you should not try to climb up the chariot because you are white. You're not allowed. Just go away from here." I was thinking, okay, so what do I do now? And I had to think on my feet, and I told him, "I want to see your father. We made arrangement with your father. I have to see him, you know." I had to kind of trick him. And so he didn't know. He just called his father. And his father came and he said, "Yeah, what do you want?" I told him, "I have something confidential to tell you. I don't want to tell in front of everybody." So he said, "Okay, climb up the chariot." So I climbed up. And he said, "Okay, what did you want to tell me?" I said, "You know, if you allow me to get Jagannath's darshan, close darshan from the chariot, I'll give you a donation." He said, "All right, come up." And, you know, there was another pujari. So they grabbed me, both of them. And they just, you know, like started pushing me at Jagannath. And I was like, you know, I was shocked, what's going on? And I was trying to resist, but they were like pushing me forward. And I was saying, and one of them was saying, "Embrace Jagannath," you know, and they, and I thought, oh, normally we never do that, but you know, this is the circumstances, and what do you do? And so I just surrendered, and so I embraced Jagannath, and one pujari, he took my head and he pressed my head at Jagannath's shoulder, and he started chanting some Vedic mantras. Other mantras I didn't know, but one mantra all of us know very well. It's Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. And you know, normally we chant this mantra when we do food offering. So I was thinking, does he... is he offering me to Lord Jagannath? Anyway, after everything was over, you know, both of them were saying, so you are very fortunate, so now you have to reciprocate with us Brahmanas in traditional way by giving us appropriate donation. Traditionally, Brahmanas are given at least one cow as a charity, so you should give us both one cow. And I was saying, where will I get the cows? And he said, you can give the, you know, equivalent amount in cash. I said, well, you know, I'm just poor brahmachari from Russia, so I don't have so much, but I can give you as much as I can. So I pulled out 150 rupees. So I said, you know, you can split it amongst yourselves. And they said, okay, that's fine. And so I went down the chariot. I was thinking, oh, such a great fortune, but I didn't have any more money. So I didn't want to try to go to any other chariots, but I really wanted to, you know, like beg Lord Baladev for mercy because he is the original guru, etc. And so I was like from the ground, I was praying to Lord Baladev to please, you know, give me his blessings and spiritual strength and help me in my services and my preaching. But the crowd on Lord Baladev's chariot was so thick, I couldn't see the Lord at all. And I was trying to make the prayer, but I was thinking, do Lord Baladev hear me at all? Because there are so many people on the chariot and they all associate with the Lord and he must be very busy. How can he hear my, you know, kind of sentimental, but anyway, how can he hear my prayers from the ground? And I was thinking, you know, my dear Lord, if you hear my prayer, please glance upon me at least once and at least with one eye. You know, I was thinking, if I can see at least one Lord Baladev's eyes, I'll consider that he is already hearing my prayers. And believe it or not, as soon as I made this little prayer request, the crowd just parted and everybody went down. You know, they have two stairs going up and down, and they just disappeared. And Lord Baladev was right there, standing and looking at me. I couldn't believe it. And next thing happened, because, you know, everybody left and pujaris got bored. You know, they had nothing to do. They just saw me at the ground, and there was nobody else. And they were saying, hey, what are you doing there? Come up the chariot. And I was thinking, how can I tell them I have no money? But they were insisting, come up, quick. And I was thinking, okay, this is some Baladev is arranging something. So I came up the chariot, and they have this, you know, like one pujari has this thing, which I guess resembles Baladev's club or something, you know, some kind of stick, hollow inside, very light, but, you know, he hits people on the head with this stick, makes, you know, like very loud sound. So he hit me with the stick on the head, and I was like shocked, and he said, okay, you got Baladev's blessing, so now go forward. And then two pujaris grabbed me, and they actually sat me at Baladev's feet. And they were like, we were conversing for 5 or 10 minutes because there was nobody, not even a single person on the chariot, and they were asking, who are you and where are you from, etc. And so I couldn't believe the mercy. And then they were saying, okay, you got so much mercy from Lord Baladev, so you have to reciprocate now with us, pujaris, by generous donation. And I had only 20 rupees in my pocket, you know, 10 and 10. And I said, gentlemen, I will not only give you some donation, I will give you everything I have. And I pulled 20 rupees, I gave 10 to one and 10 to the other. They just couldn't believe it. They just said, "What is that?" And I said, "Yeah, that's all I have. If you want to get more, you can pray to Lord Baladev. If I have more, I'll give you everything I have." So these were a few interesting experiences, and I hope that maybe by hearing these experiences, some of you will have a desire to visit Jagannath Puri also, and maybe Jagannath Puri Ratha Yatra. How many of you would like to go there one day? Very good. Jai. Lord Baladev ki jai. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.